Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon, and welcome to your midweek meltdown. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
It means we are going to unpick somebody's dilemma, somebody's rant, somebody's question. We might even give a bit of advice if we've got any answers.
We might. We're like the Claire Rayner of the advice world.
No one knows who Claire Rayner is.
She's Jay Rayner's mum, R.I.P.
She was also, how old was she when she passed away?
Oh, she was quite elderly, I think.
We need a more modern reference.
Do you have one?
For an agony aunt.
Who's an agony aunt these days? Are they even called agony aunts anymore? Are they called something cooler?
Like what?
Advice consultants.
Yeah, but it...
Problem-solving consultants.
Yeah. Agony aunt is a terrible, terrible term.
It's because it kind of suits your Claire Rayners, but it doesn't suit your Dolly Aldertons.
Dolly Alderton is a bit of a much more modern day Claire Rayner.
Yes.
But she talks about specifics of just finding love, though, doesn't she? She doesn't
No, she has an advice column in the back of the Sunday Times style, actually. And it is normally kind of, it is normally romance relationship-y related.
Yeah, because she wrote a book on it, didn't she?
She did.
Anyway.
Anywho.
What have we got today?
Here it is. Good morning, ladies. Good morning to you too. Just wanted to say how much I love your podcast. You always keep me company on my walks. It's like listening to friends, and people must think I'm mad when I'm walking with my earphones on and answering your questions.
Aww.
Do you do that when you listen to podcasts? You talk back to them?
No.
I do.
Who do you talk back to?
Anyone. Like whatever I'm listening to. If I agree, I'll be like, yeah, yeah, totally agree.
Yeah, but you tend to talk to yourself.
I do.
Generally.
Yeah, I don't. I do talk to myself. Anyway, she says, I was really excited to get your book. So taking your advice from the birthday episode, I sent a link to your book on my family WhatsApp group for Mother's Day. So she sent this question in a few weeks ago, just to say, but it's taken us a few weeks to get around to it.
Okay.
I have four children, ranging from 12 to 23. My husband was
That's a lot of children. No wonder you needed to buy our book. If I had two more children than what I have now,
yeah,
I would need more than my book.
Oh, I would like to have had one more. But it would have been another boy. And I've got three of them and I know what they look like. They all look the same.
They all look the same.
I know. So it just would have been another little Russian doll, wouldn't it? My husband was away for the weekend. I was excited to see how my children stepped up for Mother's Day. Spoiler alert, they didn't.
Oh, dear.
My youngest, who is autistic, made me a beautiful card, but the others, nothing. Yes, a happy Mother's Day greeting in the morning. The eldest handed me a gift my husband had bought me on their behalf. It was a number 7 gift set from Boots. To put this in context, I'm a beauty therapist using a high-end skincare range.
Ooh.
I was so upset and annoyed.
Ooh.
Is that me being a selfish brat? Anyway, the long and short of it is, I ordered myself your book and a Michael Kors handbag, which arrived today, so I am delighted with myself. I think I was most upset because these occasions are so important to me. I go above and beyond for birthdays and looking after everyone. In fact, my birthday is so important to me, I always take it off work, and also my husband takes the day off too, and we have a lovely day together. I suppose my question is, should I be annoyed or just get on with it? Should I say something? To be honest, they knew I was pissed off, but I did snap out of it after my bout of internet shopping. Thank you, ladies. Looking forward to the next episode.
Wow. So, lots to chat about.
Yes.
Well, firstly, should I be annoyed? Well, you are annoyed. So I would say give yourself permission to feel how you feel, because that's how you feel.
Yeah.
Right? Rather than trying to then tell you, well, gaslighting yourself if you shouldn't feel annoyed, you're not meant to feel like this, and then making yourself feel bad for just a genuine emotion that you are experiencing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Why do you think she feels so upset about this? Because it's nothing to do with the number 7 beauty pack, is it?
I don't know how I feel, because her children are not little, right? So I really get it if your kids are like 5, 7, 9 and they do not have a card and they cannot go to the shops on their own. In that case, I would kind of hope and expect that a good husband would do something, even if it's help the kids make you a homemade card and buy a box of chocolate or a bunch of flowers, right? But her kids, 12 to 23. Now, at that age, they are very capable of nipping down to the supermarket and buying a bunch of flowers, okay? So it's nice that her husband did something, but I also think at that age, the kids could have done that on their own. And I think he just kind of paid it lip service and bought the first thing he thought of. Oh, girl, woman, beauty, skin, boots, buy this.
Because really what she's saying is she put so much time and thought and love and effort into everyone else around her, whether it's a Father's Day or a birthday or an anniversary, and she goes out of her way. And actually what she would like is the same thought and attention back, which is totally fair enough.
Well, it might be her love language.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also then her being given a gift, which is something she would never use, is just a clear example of exactly what you said, paying it lip service, throwing quick money at the problem and not giving it all the things that she wanted, which was thought, attention, and all the lovely things that come along with it.
So do you think she should say something?
Yes.
And if it was you, what would you say?
I would wait until I wasn't so activated about it. Mm. And then I would say to my kids and my husband at the same time, Mother's Day might not be a thing for you, but it's something that means quite a lot to me. And I go above and beyond to try and make these special days special for all of you. And actually, what I would really love is for you guys to do the same for me, because it means a lot and it makes me happy.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel that way on Mother's Day. In fact, I felt quite the opposite. What do you think?
I agree, because really, I don't think my feeling from this is that she doesn't actually care if they spent money or didn't spend money. She just would have liked them to have put a little bit of thought into her. I just feel generally that mums do a lot all year round, and she's got 4 kids. She's obviously doing a lot. And I don't think it's too much to ask that just one day of the year, they put a little bit of thought into doing something nice for her or just thinking about her. Even if it's just, Mum, we haven't got you a present, but we'd really like to make you lunch.
Yeah. Or we'd like to take you out for lunch to the local cafe and, you know, buy you some scrambled eggs on toast and a cup of coffee.
Or, Mum, we haven't bought you anything, but all day today, one of us is going to unload the dishwasher. One of us is going to put the laundry on.
No, you're
going to make our own beds. No,
you're
chores.
You're going above and beyond there.
So this Mother's Day, we were actually at a wedding and we were leaving the house at 1 o'clock. Max was at uni, so I only had 2 of them here. And I wasn't expecting much, because I knew we didn't have time to have a Mother's Day lunch because we weren't going to be here. I didn't really
eat breakfast. Do you normally do a Mother's Day lunch?
Sometimes I would make lunch for my mum or for Ollie's mum, or we would go out or something. It's not really a big deal. But I knew Zach was working, Josh was at tennis, so no one was really around. And whatever. And I started getting ready for the wedding at like midday. And then I felt a little bit irked that I hadn't even had a card, because I just thought, you know what? All I actually want is a card from the 3 of them. Max emails me one, which is like a little anime and a whole message. And that was really, really sweet. So that was great. And as the morning went on and I'm getting dressed and we're leaving in half an hour, I started to think,
should I be saying something? Should I be like making some sort of quip of like, hello, does anyone remember it's Mother's Day?
Should I manage this in a really passive aggressive way?
Yeah, exactly. And then just as I'm like in my evening dress with full makeup on, Zach comes up the stairs with a tray with scrambled eggs and avocado on toast and a cup of tea. And I didn't have time to eat it, and I felt so shitty. He's like, I've made this for you. I said, that is so nice. Thank you so much. But I can't eat it.
Can you now go and clear it? Make sure you've cleared it up.
I can't have it. And he was like, but I've made it for you. I said, but I've got to go in like 10 minutes. Thank you so much. And then Josh's card had fallen behind the trunk in my bedroom. So I thought he hadn't done me a card, but they'd both done me a card. And I was really glad I didn't say anything because I was wrong.
Well, this is way after the incident. And nothing's been missed. They just have bought her a really inappropriate gift, which she's never going to use, which is then just highlighting the fact that they're not taking the time to think, what would mum like? What can I do that's really lovely for her that would make her happy? That's not happening.
And you know what? I really feel in general, mums don't need huge gestures. They just need someone to think about them once in a while and just remember how much they do for everybody else.
Daisy emptied the dishwasher the other day and I kept saying thank you. And she looked at me, she's like, I've only emptied the dishwasher. And I said, I know, but I actually want you to know that I am so grateful that you have done that and that you've just taken it off of my mental load. It means a lot.
It does. So I think I agree with you. I think she should say something. It doesn't have to be a whole Gunther Megillah. Just a little comment of, you know what, guys, it's one day a year, it wouldn't hurt you to buy me a card, bunch of flowers, do something nice for me.
I agree,
and I don't think she's being unreasonable, and also I'm really glad she bought herself a Michael Kors bag, and I'm even happier that she bought our book.
She took her own happiness into her own hands, which I absolutely love.
Yeah,
but us mums cannot and must not go unnoticed.
Agreed.
And I think we have to teach them how to do that, which obviously is another part of our mental load, because why should we have to do that? Because we know instinctively how to do that, but they just need a bit of a shove in the right direction.
They do, because we are the beating heart of a home and we need a little bit of respect.
Yeah, and thought and love and attention, and we deserve it.
Yeah.
So there you go. That is our midweek meltdown. We hope that has helped. Is it anonymous?
It was
anonymous. So anonymous, we hope that helped. If you want to be in touch with your midweek meltdown, we would love to hear from you. You can email it hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk and we will read it out on the show. And we will be back on Friday for our weekly wellness roundup show.
See you then.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.